Now, Peter, our next guest is...
Well, it's fantastic, Phil. Of course, the Queen's Birth Honours were announced during the week, and a young lady who's received an OAM for the great work that she's done with the Guide Dog Association is Claire Donovan. Claire Donovan, OAM, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you very much. I feel very honoured to be called a young lady.
Now, you were saying before when we were chatting that it sort of has sunk in a bit more because you've received a couple of letters, and on the envelope is Claire Donovan, OAM.
And that's really made me realise what is what, and I feel so very honoured.
Now, we were just speaking earlier to Alice Mumfries from Channel 9, and you featured on their news the other night. That must have been a bit of a thrill.
Oh, yes, it was, yes. And you sort of look and think, my gosh, is that me?
Well, tell us way back, how did you get involved with the Guide Dogs Association?
Well, I lost my little dog at 17 years of age when she passed over the Rainbow Bridge, and I thought, what can I do? And I went into Guide Dogs thinking that I know my alphabet and I can count, I might be able to do filing. But I also went to what they called a introductory talk on puppy raising.
Yeah.
And I thought, that sounds good to me. So that was in 2002. And in 2003, I was asked if I could take a little dog.
And did you have to think about it very long before you said yes or no?
No, not one bit.
So I'm assuming you said yes.
I said yes, and they gave me a lovely little black dog called Panda.
Yeah.
And I had Panda right through for just over 12 months, and then she was handed on to a home boarder, and then I found out that she had graduated, and I was so happy, and I was asked to walk with her blindfolded, which I did, and I walked with the trainer around the city streets in Adelaide, and I came back to Guide Dogs, and I just burst into tears. And I thought, if I can do something to help somebody else, that's what I'm going to do. And it's little Panda that helped me continue, and I've just completed 15 years.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. What about during that 12 months that you spend with the puppy, or as a puppy raiser, do you get lots of support from the Guide Dogs Association?
Oh, yes, they're wonderful. The trainers become more of not just a teacher or a trainer, they become friends to you, and they understand you, and they help you so much with the dogs. And the dogs seem to look at you and think, I did that well, didn't I? Everybody gets excited.
So they're looking for a bit of applause, or looking for a bit of acclamation, are they?
They do. Everybody likes to you know, be... happy when they do something right.
Yeah, get some affirmation about the fact that they've done something good. What about over the time? I guess, you know, different puppies have different personalities, and you've got to sort of adjust or, you know, sort of work out to what sort of puppies they are and work from there.
Well, they do have their own characters, and they teach you and they let you know what's what. I had one little one, Macy, her name was, and we'd have a piece of masking tape across from the refrigerator to the cupboard, and they weren't allowed to walk past that, so, because that was the kitchen area.
Okay.
And little Macy would walk over it, and I'd say, you're in the wrong side. And she'd look at me, and she'd go back behind the tape and just go, whoa, at me, as much as say, I'm not happy with you. But they learn.
Yeah. What about going out into the public? Do you do that as well in those early days? You get them to sort of go on buses and trains and that sort of thing?
Yes, you take your dog so that you can take them on all transport, take them up and down stairs. You don't run up and down stairs like kids do. Mm. They're taught how to step up on each step.
Yeah.
And the trainer helps you. You'd be lost without a trainer. Mm. And then you perhaps go to the beach and you walk them out onto the... They have to be able to cope with everything in the public, like looking down from heights,
yeah.
Walking out on the jetty, the moving water, because they love the beach, and the noise. They've got to be aware of trucks going past and heavy machinery, and they learn all that. And I think they're just so intelligent.
Yeah. Of course, they're bred. A lot of work goes into breeding guide dogs these days to make sure that the best product can come out in terms of the breeding program. What about some of the challenging dogs? Do you sometimes have to be a little bit firmer with some than others?
Oh, yes, you did. They not very many, because they all seem so eager to learn. There was only a couple that I had a little bit of trouble with, but the trainers soon sorted me out with that, or else they handed it on to another trainer that could handle it better.
Okay. How did you get told about your Queen's Birthday honours?
What was that? How did I?
How did you find out that you'd received this Queen's Birthday honour, the OAM?
Oh, my daughter was here with me, and I've got the mail, and I saw this from the government, and opened it up, and I looked at it, and I said to my daughter, I said, Lee, I don't think this is sort of the right person. And then I looked a little bit further down, and it had something about guide dogs and girl guides. And I looked at it, and I gave it to Lee, and she read it, and we both sat down and cried.
Oh,
now,
terrific.
That was the end of April, beginning of March.
Oh, that's brilliant, isn't it?
And we had to keep that a secret.
Was that a hard thing to do?
Oh, it was, because we're a very close family.
Yeah.
So it was hard to do, but I managed. I was real pleased I did that.
So was it Monday then you're able to tell people on Monday once the announcement's made? On Monday?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Once it was in, I had phone calls, visitors, phone calls from people I went to school with.
Oh, terrific.
Catch up with you every now and again, and different people. And look, honestly, Peter, I just feel so very honoured to have this award for something that I just love doing.
Yeah, well, I actually tried to ring you earlier today and went to message back, and it said your message back was full, which wasn't really a surprise, but I guess it shows that, people were, enjoying the fact that you were being recognised, because that's you don't do these things to get recognised, but it's nice when it happens.
Oh, well, yes, it's wonderful, and it's disappointing when you get a call, somebody's left a message, and it's Faye, or it's Heather, or it's June, and it doesn't tell you so-and-so. And you just don't know who it is, and you think, oh, gosh.
Well, I'm sure if they're listening in, Claire says thank you to anyone who's called her. Claire, have you also done some work for the Girl Guides, have you?
Yes, I do. I was a brownie and a guide at Lamoureux.
Yeah.
And when I came to Adelaide, and after I married, I had a little girl, and I thought, oh, I'll go and help out with the brownies, which I did, and I was a brownie leader for 20 years. Then I started doing a little bit of training, and then I went on to Trefoil Guild, which is, it's really senior girl guides, yeah. And my son says, no, you're geriatric girl guides. and we help other units financially or whatever we can do. And it's lovely, and I've just received my 40-year award with them.
Oh, tremendous.
Oh, wonderful.
15-plus years with guide dogs and 40 with girl guides. It sounds like you're very, very deserving. I know it's really rude to ask women their age, so I'm going to ask you, how many years young are you? Can I ask you that?
Well, being a young lady, I'm still 84.
84. That is brilliant.
Yeah,
I can continue doing guide dogs. As I said to one of them at Guide Dogs today, oh, please keep me on your list.
Well,
I'd love doing it. And living here in a unit, an elderly citizens unit, the people here love the dog.
I
think it's absolutely gorgeous. And of course, the dog's very happy here too.
And it's wonderful therapy for them too, in some cases, isn't it?
What's that?
It's wonderful therapy for some of these elderly people who...
Oh, my word it is. Look, my late husband was an amputee. And I was doing something in the kitchen, the dogs always went to my husband because they knew that he was there and he'd pat them. Or he would pat them, or it'd be company for them.
Yeah. Claire, again, congratulations. I know the Guide Dog Association absolutely delighted with what you've done, and I'm sure the Girl Guides equally. Thank you so much for sharing that story with us, and we wish you well for the future. 84 years young, Claire Donovan, OAM, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Peter. Good night.
That's Claire Donovan, OIM. Terrific that Claire was recognised